And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. Happy Bill of Rights Day. In 1791, the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments, were added to our Constitution. North Carolina had a significant part in making sure it was included, saying they would not ratify without a Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights makes our nation the great country that it is. It is a constant fight to maintain those freedoms. For instance, many people, including some members of Congress, are not happy allowing people to express themselves in ways that are offensive. During the Civil Rights and Vietnam War demonstrations, people burned the American flag. But the Supreme Court defended it as a guarantee of free speech. But the Supreme Court itself attacks the Bill of Rights, particularly the Fourth Amendment, that guarantees citizens the right to be free of unreasonable searches and seizures. Police violate this regularly, and the court is nibbling away at it. Sides are drawn. Gun rights people love the right to bear arms, even though it says in the Constitution it is for the militia, our 21st century National Guard. Campaign finance reformers hate the decision allowing free-for-all election spending. Prayer in schools, misunderstood and demanded by those who think God is mentioned in the Declaration of Independence and Constitution. It isn't. And they think the founders were Christian, whereas many were deists. The point is, the government has to be checked, and the Bill of Rights protects us from a tyrannical government. The ACLU and other organizations are our watchdogs devoted to protecting the Bill of Rights. I speculate that 200 years from now, the same battles over what protections are guaranteed by the Bill of Rights will be raging. Let's hope the Bill of Rights wins. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.